You're next, Phil.
Okay, this is Phil. I have the next section. My topic is going to be using our CCB email lists. And what I'm going to do is cover some of the items that I've typically had to help people with through the years using our email that I hope afterwards will make it a little bit easier and just give you a clearer picture of the best way to use it. So that my first topic is sending an email to a CCB email, a list. First of all, it's important to know the correct name of the list. And you may be saying, duh, of course that's going to be important. But hang in here and I'll explain in a second why I said that. So the correct name for our CCB lists is always listname@ccbnet.org. So when you're sending a message to a list, it's important when you select the to where the to field of where you're sending the message that you make sure that it doesn't say anything except for the list name at ccbnet.org. A common problem is that the word bounces, dash bounces, sometimes is inserted by the email program when you use the autofill feature. And this often happens because when you subscribe to a list, typically you get a notice informing you of the subscription, and it comes from an address called listname-bounces@ccbnet.org. You know, CCB members are so friendly, and typically people tend to want to write back and thank, they get that message and they write back with a thank you. And by the way, just for your information, nobody ever reads that thank you. So but doing the reply often signals to your email program, and it ends up putting that address in your address book. So the next time you go to send a message to that list and you start typing the list name, it typically auto-populates it with the bounces version of the address. So the solution to that is to be sure to, to always read the name after you put it in and make sure that bounces is one that sometimes gets put in, sometimes admin is put in. It really depends on what got put into your address book. And typically with a lot of email clients that have the autofill, if you start typing it and it puts in the wrong version, typically if you just arrow down, you'll get to the correct version. And typically the once you use the correct version, the email program will start referring to it, the first time you start typing it. Okay, so the next issue is to refrain from sending messages to multiple lists. And what I mean by that is when you send a message and you want it to go to two lists, that can sometimes cause problems. Typically, you would send the message and you know what lists you belong to. So, if you belong to CCB-L and you belong to the president's list, it's really tempting to send it to both lists. But what usually happens is somebody will reply to that message, and that person isn't always subscribed to both lists. Obviously, they're subscribed to one of them or they never would have gotten the message. So they'll reply to it, and the message will then go to a list that they're not subscribed to, and guess what? Bounced messages. So, you know, if you, if possible, try to refrain from doing that. It's best, it's cleaner, if more work, but cleaner if you send messages individually to lists. Okay, the next topic is email bounced by the provider because of spam. One of the modern facts of life is that we now have to deal with spam messages. And I'm not talking, not even talking about scamming and phishing messages. Vita will get to talk about those topics in a little bit during this presentation. But email is such a such an inexpensive medium that it is widely used for soliciting donations and advertising products and services, and you know, generally spreading the word about your beliefs. And so to combat this, many email providers try to help us out with filtering software that looks for signs of spamming in our messages and attempts to shield us from the spam, these spam messages, by, guess what, bouncing the messages. When these filters think a CCB message is spam, it sends alerts back to the CCB email program. And the program that CCB runs is called Mailman. And I'll refer to Mailman going forward in this presentation. When multiple alerts are received, Mailman will flag the account of the person sending these messages and block additional send and receives for that person. And the solution to this is that the list administrator, typically there's a person assigned to every list called the list master, and they can unset that flag and send, and so you can continue using the list. But in addition to that, it's really your email provider that needs to be notified that ccbnet.org messages are not spam. This is usually done with a safe sender list that you can set up with your email provider. Unfortunately, the safe sender lists are handled through the provider system, so I can't really tell you how to create the list. You'll need to contact your provider directly to learn how they handle it. And again, let your provider know that you need ccbnet.org to be a safe sender for you. And once you do that, then they'll stop notifying the CCB mailman that you're sending spam messages. You know, they'll know that CCBNet is not a spam. Okay, the next topic is moving large lists to groups.io. As you will recall, the CCB board recently approved a subscription to groups.io. The TOG is working on a plan to set up three of our largest email lists on groups.io. The lists being created are the CCBL list, the Blind California list, BC, and the CCB Happenings.
10 minutes.
Okay, thank you. So relocating these lists will reduce the outgoing email flow from CCBNet, and we are hoping that that will improve the bounced email activity for the remaining lists. Okay, and my last topic is to let you know that if you are experiencing issues with your email or even with the website itself, that the easiest way to contact the TOG to notify us of problems is to send an email to webmaster@ccbnet.org. And the TOG monitors that mailbox, and that's the quickest way really to get messages to us. Okay, so I've got about 4 minutes left. So the floor is now open for questions.
Phil, could I just mention that for a lot of folks that use Outlook, they have a pretty easy way to add to SafeSenders. You can, when you're highlighted on a message, and they hit the context menu, which is either Shift F10 or the context key on the right hand side of your keyboard, you'll find something called, does it say spam menu or I'm forgetting. I think it says, I think it's a spam menu. You go into that, and one of the options there is to mark as spam. And I'm sorry, one of the thing is this is not spam, and you want to click that, and it'll ask if you want to do it for just that email address or for anything from that domain. And if you click either one of those, then hopefully your stuff will not be going into spam all the time.
Yeah, I think yes, that's thank done. You.
It says junk mail.
The junk email.
The junk mail. That's junk right. Email, yeah. I couldn't think of that. I'm sorry.
No problem.
Okay, that is true. However, I do want to caution people that that is only valid once it hits your Outlook instance. Typically, these messages that get bounced back to the CCB mailman are being bounced by the actual email provider. So many of these are not even getting to your Outlook. They're being bounced out of the inbox for your provider system. Right. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
This is Earl. I've got a quick question. I use my iPhone as my email client, and I receive the president's list. Most of them go to the junk folder. Mm-hmm. A few of them still go to my inbox. You're saying that this is due to the ISP, right?
Correct.
Okay. Right. So
your email is seeing the IP gateway from our mailman system, which is the gateway provided by the service that we're using, HostGator. And because we're using a shared IP gateway, it doesn't know us from anybody else that they're providing email service to. And so we're getting lumped in with all the spammers.
I have a question here, Phil. So what Earl is saying that some of them he does receive in his inbox, and some actually go to the spam. Can you really think?
I think he means this junk box within his mail client. If it's a junk box in his mail client, then the mail client has a problem detecting whether it's spam or not.
Did we answer your question, Earl?
Yeah, I mean, I can certainly contact the, my ISP, but if it's the client, then it's on the Apple side and I can contact them. I mean, I just, from time to time, I go into the spam folder and I see all these presidents' emails.
Yeah, but is the spam folder on your Apple client or a special spam folder in your ISP? Like if you were doing webmail or something like that, you would see it on your ISP.
So 15 minutes.
Okay. The answer is I don't know, but I think
right.
I think it's part of the email client and not part of the ISP.
Yeah.
Okay.
It could really be both.
Yeah, it could. It could be both.
You know, of both.
Yeah. Earl, do you get any president's messages in your actual inbox?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, that's my concern. So Earl, could you send a message to Webmaster so we could better, you know, connect with you and try to better understand the problem?
I can give it a try.
Okay, thank you. I think that would help us.
Hey, any other questions? I think we have a little bit of time still.
Steve here. I just want to make a general statement about spam and such.
Uh-huh.
This has happened to me. I get messages, whether it be CCB or not, in, you know, regular inbox. Then I have to approve someone from the junk folder, or they're in there already, I mean, and I have to approve. But then there's a constant reminder. Unfortunately, we have to go to the, I don't ever want to go to the web side of the provider, but I have no choice sometimes because some messages that I need to get stuck there. So it's not just a CCB stuff. It's all over the place. So it complicates life, but that's, we have to work with what we have and try to resolve as much as we can.
And this is Rob. If there's enough time, I had an interesting experience where at one time I had a lot of emails that were going into my junk folder, and I just began to make it a habit to check that every day. And then when I knew it was junk, I would, you know, tell the email client it was junk. And now it seems the last several days I hardly have any junk mail. So I don't, it's almost as if it took a little while for my ISP to catch up, or I don't know what happened, but it's far less now than it used to be. So I'm not sure how that worked, but I'm glad
that's good to know, because I'm another person. I have to check my junk mail almost every day to make sure stuff hasn't gone in there that's not in my inbox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Phil.